Our guest analyst this afternoon, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson. Allison, grain markets put in a firmer day today. What went on?
Yeah, we got a bit of a recovery, and I guess that's been the question of the week, is if grain markets can post recovery. And obviously, of course they can, but we need a driver. So the driving force between a rally this time of year is really going to depend on demand and weather. And if we're lucky enough, we get a little bit of both in there, and that's what we received today. So we got a recovery driven by export demand this morning. They actually came in pretty well, especially for soybeans and wheat, coming in above trade expectations. In fact, one of the best weeks we've seen for wheat since 2023. So really good to see there. Corn came in within the range of estimates on that side, but Mexico was a notable buyer. So given trade relations, you know, those are really good things to see that they are continuing to buy product here. Obviously questions about what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. But for right now, it really seems like the continued demand is putting those tariffs in the back seat. So that's obviously the risk going forward. So over the next 10 or so trading days, or we got 3 weekends of risk here, so that is still going to leave some potential for risk to the downside. But other than that, we're also getting some weather. South America is coming back into focus. We did see CONAB come out with estimates that increased Brazil's corn and soybean crops for next year. But interestingly, the agency did cut the country's second crop corn production. Not a large move, but a move lower. So a lot of that having to do with dryness we're seeing entering into some of the southern regions and kind of starting to expand. So that'll keep it at the focus, especially given the latest USDA report showing that corn global stocks are historically low. So it just puts more pressure on South America's crop ahead of the U.S. crop going in the ground.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, actually, kind of an interesting session. You know, we came in lower, then we rallied higher, and then we actually settled well off the lows, or well off the highs for the day. So actually closing with some losses across the board, especially in the feeders, which is pretty interesting to see. Given today's action, it looks like we really ran out of buyers near the top. So this action has definitely been worth watching, or something pretty interesting you don't see very often. But with today's action, and if we see some continuation lower, it looks like it may be a blow-off top. Now, live cattle on that end, we did see a little bit more of a recovery. They did settle with some slight gains here for the day, while lean hogs did settle with some triple-digit losses today.
That hog market's always been, it's either way up or way down.
Yeah, one way or the other. But, you know, usually they trade the opposite of what cattle are doing. And I guess today it just decided to pick feeders and settled with that. But outside markets also kind of weighing on things today, too. We did see continuation to the downside across those markets. And the dollar actually coming back with some gains today. So even with the dollar trading higher, it was nice to see at least grains ignoring that for the day.
The Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.